Kumlan and Ablak Yemoreh, we are up to the Flamites Amud Aleph on top of the page. So the last thing we learned about was that if it's Tzitzis Torah, you need to make sure that you have left over at least enough to be able to make a bow. And we said a bow of also where we had a machlekes of just that one string, or a bow that can have incorporate all eight strings. And that's how we're going to be melech to take us. We're going to be machmer. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba says Rabba, and we also spoke about you have to have chulius. Amar Rabba says Rabba, Shmamino. So we're going to see the Gemara later that the top part of the tzitzis where the chulius are is called gedil, and the bottom part is called psil. And ideally, a gedil should be 1/3, and the psil should be 2/3. So Amar Rabba says Rabba, Shmamino. We learned from here that kesher elyon is the raisa, that having at least one knot. We have 5 knots today. There's no mucker for it having 5 knots anyway. The Gemara talks about having chulius, 5 chulius. We have 5 knots. And the Rishonim were perplexed. Where does this 5 knots come from? Because there's no mucker for it. And where did the knots come from? So Rashi says, in order to get to 613. So you have 600 amidst 600, the word sits in 600, and then you have 8 strings and 5 knots. So it makes it 613. But the Tais already asked, if you look at the word tzitzis, the way it's spelled in the Torah, there's no yud in the word tzitzis. So Tais's answer says, one of them, v'hoi lechem li tzitzis, with a lamed. It says 3 times the word tzitzis in the parsha, and it says li with a lamed, extra 30. So divide it into 3, each one gets 10. Or another play, one of the word tzitzis has a yud in it.
That's taking gematria a little bit.
Yeah, but because of that gematria, we now have 5. That is the basis for 5 kshonim. Everyone thinks that the gematria is the basis, you know, because how you look at the Rishon Moses has called mitzvah Hashem is 613. Rashi used that the basis for 5 kshonim. <That's a practice. laughs> Why 5? 1 is enough. Catch it out, there's only 1.
Well,
and who cares, it gets a little bit undone. It's, you don't, there's no, all these mechulis, how much we do today, 7, all that, 13, 11, that's all Tormen Hagim. So Rabba says, one kesher you need, so it shouldn't come undone. And I'll prove it to you. Even that kesher, I have to prove it to you. That's Mahat Torah. Because these are the Laban. If you tell me that this one kesher, the one knot at the end of the gedilim before you start the strings, is not Mahat Torah. Only Midraban and the Ma'itzrel Misha Sad Matzitzes. Why do we need a special pasuk to tell you a lot of where Klayim, Shatnez, wool, a wool and let's say Beged and linen titzes, or a linen Beged and wool titzes? Because Chelis is the wool. That's how we know you're allowed to have wool. Pshita, of course you're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? Because we have a rule, if you put together wool and linen, that's not called klayim. Klayim is only if you sew them together. Even if you sew them with one string, one thread, it's not klayim unless you do 3. So it has to be permanent. So if you don't have a kesher mahatayda, mahatayda don't need a kesher, then why did you have a linen beged and wool and tzitzis? Why would you think it's also? That's not klayim. Must be that mahatayda has to make a kesher. And the Rishonim say you have to make a double knot so they don't unravel. No, that's klayim. Therefore, you need a pasuk matter. Pshita, take if kifah achad, because you only use one. If you take one thread and you pull it through, there's only in the chibur not considered connected. L'shmavlo the rice matayda. Omar Rabba Baravada, Omar Ravada, Omar Rav. Im nifsek hachut meikorei. If you have a thread and it completely ripped to the very beginning, puzzle is puzzle. Yosir Nachman Karmel Shmait. Nachman turned around and repeated this thing. Eisvei Rav Nachman. What's our Nachman question? Says the Braisa, Bamed Rav Amudi. When do we say you have the shiurim of strings? Bitchilasei, when you make tits in the first place. Avol Seifei. But what happened? You started out right, and then bits and pieces tore off. As long as she out of its leftovers, Vigardumov, and its leftovers, Koshu, sound the slightest amount. Now Lochida, what shiurim? What's Gardumov? My shiurim. What 2 different expressions? My love, shirav means the ifsig menayu v'ishtayim menayu. Shirav means leftover remnant, there's something left. But the gedumov goes a step further. The gadumi gedumi, completely cut off. Is a ray l'chay, we don't need any string left over after it fell off. Loi no, chodek tani, it's read out once as what? Shiyura gadumov koshu, that the leftover of a gardum, even a small amount. Nu, so just say v'gevlem a gadumov, shilam le, what need shirav for? You can't just say koshu literally the slightest amount. There is a certain size that has to be left over, which you learned yesterday. Kedela anvon, enough to make a bow. Yosef Rabba, here's interesting. Here you see how Rabbi Yosef was the one who had
it. Shad in the brayse that was nifsak adikori.
No, that was an amoyru who came up with the halacha. The amoyru slugged him up from a brayse because clearly it's shiura the gardumov to tell you that you have to have some shirayim to the gardumov. Says the Gemara, and here you see how Rabbi Yosef had a head of a encyclopedia. He had a good memory when he was in his heyday. Yosef Rabba, Rabba sat and said the name of Rav. Chut shalkada, the string that you use to wrap around the chulyas, oilim and aminyan is one of the eight string, one of the four strings that you double over. That's the string you use to make the chulyas. First of all, it wasn't a rab. Not first of all, it wasn't a rab. Shmuel amr. Shmuel said it. V'loy rab. Itma nami. We taka learned. Now it's not clear what the itma nami is, to support the halacha or to support Rabbi Yisif that rab said it. So depending which way you learn, it depends the gisa. We learned amr rab bachana. Sochli Rabbi Yisif de minusha. And if you say that he's a raya to Rabbi Yisif that rab said it, then you have to add over here b'shem. Sorry, Shmuel said it. The same Shmuel, Chutzal Kerech Oylem and Aminyan is part of the Minyan. Yosef Rava said, or sorry, Rava said, because I'm a Mashmei Shmuel. Rava said and said to Shmuel, Tchelis Shekorach Rubik Shen. Even though we said ideally should have 1/3 should be the Chulias, the Gedil, and 2/3 should be the Psil, but if you made that most of the Tzitzis is the Gedil, it's all right. You took the Tchelis, you wrapped around most of it, the Chulias, it's all right. You just said the name of Shmuel. Rav Amr le Shmuel. Everything that Rabba said, he messed up the names. And Rabbi Yisrael corrected him. And Yitmanam, and here you see clearly the Raya is that the names he got right. Amr Abun Bayud, Amr Sheish, Amr Avir, Barab, Amr Rav, Tcheles, Shekorach Rubik, Sheilas. Rabba said it. Tcheles, he used most of it to wrap around the Gdil's kosher. Well, they learned by, I guess, a little bit by Rabba Shmuel. Even though their rabbis were Rabbi Rab Chizda, Rabbi Huna, and there's other ones, but there's like a generation between. But I guess a little bit about Rabbi Shmuel as well.
Rabbi was their main teacher.
No, who was Rabbi's Rebbe? And who was Rabbi Yisrael's Rebbe? Rabbi Chibre Ibn Asr Masna Hachi, they learned by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rab and Shmuel. So that's why you find sometimes Amr Yehuda Rab, Amr Yehuda Shmuel, because he learned by both of them. After Rab passed away, he moved to Shmuel. And he became the main student of Shmuel. Rav Chi, Ebrei, Rav Nosson, Mas, Nahochi, Rav Chi, Rav Nosson learned the following way. Amr Abun Abba Sheish, Amr Rav Yibar Abba, Amr Rav, Tcheles, same idea. Chol, Kor, Rubak, Sheila. That is Tcheles. By the way, Tcheles sometimes is referring to blue wool, and sometimes referring to all the tzitzis. We refer to it as Tcheles. So when he says we hit Tcheles, we mean all the tzitzis. We don't care if it's blue wool or the white part. It makes no difference.
It's
crazy. It's referring to the white part. Because Tcheles says, yeah, but we know we also know. Yeah, it says mean it says hakonof, and we learned from hakonof. We learned yesterday that it has to be the same material as you beg it, not blue. Blue it has to be if it's a white wool, which normally wool is white. You have to have white tzitzis. That's lavan, and then also there wants tchelis, blue wool. So tchelis became a generic term also to differentiate between the beged and the talus and the tchelis. Then he says, "Vafilu loy korach el chulya," and even if you only wrapped around one chulya, even if you only made one chulya three times, one wrap around is kosher. So this is what we do today is all menhagim. V'noit chelis, but if you want to make it nice, shlish gedil, 1/3 should be gedil, v'shnei shlishi anav, and 2/3 should be anav. Should be the strings. Kama shir chulya. Sorry.
Do them in sets of three.
Well, there's 7, there's
11,
there's a...
Then we do
13.
The little thing in between the three.
You mean throwing the knots? Yeah.
No, the little
one. You're talking about this? Yeah, that's all about Shemini. Yeah,
that's what the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about...
Yeah, this. Wrapping around. The minimum of a chulia is 3. Yeah. We do 7, we'll see the minimum of 7 comes in. Actually, the Gemara in a few blocks from now. On Thursday, we'll learn a little bit more about these things. So, Zimmer weiter. What's beautiful? Tchelis, shlish gedil, vishnei shlishi anav. 1/3 should be gedil, and 2/3 should be anav. The kama shir chulya. Tanya Rebbe Emir, what's the shir of a chulya? What's the minimum shir of a chulya? So he said, kedei, in order, she yikroich, v'yishane, v'yishalish. You should have to make 3 times. Says the Gemara, "V'tana ha'poiches la yivches m'sheva." But now it became that we don't do less than 7 wraparounds, and v'hamoisiv la yisiv ashlay, and the maximum should be 13. Why? So where does 7 come from? 13. So Rashi explains that, but the Gemara will say in a minute, because we compare the tzitzis of tchelis is compared to the yam, and yam is compared to the ki, and the ki is compared to the kisi ha'kovid. So therefore, we have to do with the heavens. And how many? We learned chagiga. How many heavens are there? 7. So if there's 7 heavens, that's be 6 gaps in between the heavens. So the 6 spaces and seven heavens. So the minimum is seven, and the max is 13, to remind the Eibishter that we are wearing his tzitzis, and that we are, because different Gisayas and Ashes remind the Eibishter, reminding us who exactly we're reminding. Over here on the side, he brings down the Gis, is reminding the Eibishter that we're wearing his tzitzis, and he should remember us in a good way. Even though we normally lemshad v'hayilachem is going, that's for us to remember. We need some ma'isa is chartim kamitzas Hashem, right? That's for us to remember. But the Rashi brings here, according to one gives, the Eibishter should remember us for good. Says the Gemara Vayte, Hapoichid v'shevig l'shevig l'kin, the seven heavens, v'mayis l'yeis al shalayasik l'shevig l'kin, v'shish avinu shebenein, the six gaps in between. Time to learn, because you're maschil. Now when you start wrapping around, remember in those days, according to Rashi and Taisis, they had two white and two blue. According to the Ravid, they had three white and one blue. According to the Rambam, they had three and a half white and one half blue. Because remember, each string doubles over, falls over. Kishu maschil, maschil love. And the first thing you start wrapping around with is white. Hakwai, because the Torah says it gives you more chashivas. Imagine the white is more chashiv than blue, because it says hakonof, mean konof, that you should use tzitzis, the same material, as the beged itself. And then you use the blue, but you finish, you also want to finish with a white. Why? Because my limit, we don't want to go backwards, we don't want to go down, because if you finish with the blue, you're going, you're finishing on a lower level. Therefore, we finish with the white. Rav v'rabba barav chon have a yasi, the one sitting, have a kacholi v'ozel hogab, a person came by, the mechseglima, that was wearing a talis, the kula tichlet, it was all blue wool, the ramile tichlet, and he only had tchelis for the tzitzis. So he only had a. So what happened was he had a whole talus made out of. It's not like critical, but he had a whole talus made out of chelis, and then he put under the tichlet tzitzis. The gedila migadlo. And what happened was the problem was not here. Chelis means regular tzitzis, doesn't mean blue wool. But what happened here was that he didn't have any strings. All he had to give was the chulius. All he had was the gedil, no psil. Question is, are you yaked the tzitzis while having no strings flowing, just the twirls? So Amar Rav said, Yoy Glima, what a beautiful shirt. But the tchelis is lousy because he's not wearing tzitzis properly. He doesn't have the strings hanging out. However, Rabba Baba Chonama, Yoy Glima, Yoy Tichlita. Beautiful shirt and a beautiful tchelis. In other words, you don't need the strings hanging out. My commitment, what's the machlekes? Rabba Bachana, so he held you don't need strings. See, if it says in the Pasik, it says in the Varam, Gedilim, you say, Gedilim, Tasalacha, you should make yourself Gedil. And then it says, you should put a Tzitzakana, it says Psil Chayla, Psil. It says Dil Tasalacha in Kisaita, and it says over there in Shlach, it says over there that Hakana Psil Chayla, you need Psil. So you need Gedilim, you need Psil. So he learns, which one is it? Gedil is the twirls and psil is the strings hanging out. So he learns, see, oh, you gedil, oh, psil, you got a choice. You don't have to have both. Sorry? He asked if you don't need tzitzis at all. They had tzitzis, but he only had the twirls without the strings hanging out. Rav saw, but Rav holds, lo'olam psil b'ina, Rav holds, you need both. You need both. You need a section of it should be gedil, a section should be psil. By he gedilim. So why does the Torah use the word gedilim taslacha leminyana? How do we know how many strings you need to have? And we'll see later. Big bachleg b'shamin hill, and we actually pass in hill b'shamin. But there's how many strings? And this is how you learn. Gedil is shnayim. Gedil means woven together. So you have like two over there, and then you have. Gedil itself means two strings. Then you have gedilim in plural. So two times two is four. You have to do four, and then asa gedil upuslayim atoicha. Then you have to have from these four strings. I want you to hang them over so that you through the hole of the talus. So if you put the four strings through the hole of the talus, what do you get? You get eight strings, and from these four strings, you also use them to twirl. That's how we know. Before we said that the string, one of the strings you use to twirl, not another string you use to twirl. So you need both gedil and psil. Amar Shmuel says Shmuel. Shmuel says. If you have the Torah says that you should put tchelis, which is blue wool, on a beged of linen, right? But the question is going to be, okay, once you know, the Gemara will explain, once you know that you're allowed to use blue wool on linen begeds, you're allowed to also use white wool on linen begeds. Blue wool is, as far as climate is concerned, colors don't matter. So if the Torah says you're allowed to put blue wool on linen, then obviously you're allowed to put white wool. Question is all the way around. You have a woolen beged, can you wear linen Tzitzis on that.
Because
there's no Tchelis written. Tchelis is a heter for klein, but Tchelis is wool. So you have wool and strings, but blue. So you're allowed to use white.
The color is done by klein.
Exactly. So if you know blue,
that has to be the same as the beggar, the same material.
No, but you see, clearly not. Tzitzis tells you you can do tazlecha, and then tells you klein to tell you you don't need to be the same as beggar. You can have wool on linen. Because we know Tchelis is wool. What about the other way around? What about if the strings are linen and the beged is wool? Can you do that? Is there a hetter for it or not?
No, but if certain tzitzis should be wool.
What should be wool?
Tzitzis.
Tchelis has to be wool. But also says Hakonav should be the same material as the beged. The question is, are you allowed to have linen strings onto a wool beged? Because it's klein. Amash Shmuel. Woolen strings, even the white ones, are good enough for a linen beged. Fine, because you're allowed to use blue, you're allowed to use white. What about shalpishtin? What about if the strings are made out of linen? Ma'u sheyiftiru b'shal tzemer. Tzemer b'shal pishtin, the potter, we know woolen strings on a linen beged works, the potter, kim the tchelis potter, lovanami potter. Says the Torah clearly says we're blue, and that's wool, so therefore he goes white. Ava pishtin b'tzemer loy, but how do you know that linen strings can work on a woolen beged? The Torah says, "Lo silbish shatnes temer pishtim yachdav." The Torah makes no difference which is the beged, which is the other part. Temer pishtim makes no difference whichever way. You can have a linen, you can have a woolen beged, a linen tzitzis, same thing, and it's permitted. Lo yishna temer be pishtim, lo yishna pishtim be temer. It's all good. So which one is it? Tashma kamene damar chavam rav Yehuda chute temer poyish a pishtim chepa rav temer. Yehuda says clearly that woolen strings is good enough for a linen beged. That's what we know from the Torah. And so too, linen strings is good enough for a woolen beged. Works both ways. The Torah allows it.
No, but I wonder why.
Yeah, okay.
Like everything is
Torah. Torah allows it. Chute temer
Not allowed in the first place.
That's a good question also. That's a chok. Chukei tzemer upishtim. Rashi says it's a chok. The Ramban over there says it's not a chok. Ramban says you're insulting the Eibishter. The Eibishter made every min should be in their own perfection. By you mixing two different minim, it sounds like what you're saying is the Eibishter did not bring it to perfection. I got to do
it.
Exactly. I can improve on it in a radical way. That's what the idea of klaim and shatnez and all those kind of things. That's what Ramban wants to explain. So he says, if I chutei tzemer pishtim poitim b'chamakim, he says that the chutim of woolen linen potted everywhere. Afilu b'sheroyin, he says that the chutim of tzemer and pishtim potted everywhere. Afilu b'sheroyin. You can, the beged doesn't have to be out of wool or out of linen. You can have a beged out of cotton, a beged out of silk, any kind of beged, and you chayim and tzitzis, and you can use wool. No, you can, and you have a choice then. You can either use bimin, hakonav min konav, which means you can, if you have a silk beged, you have silk tzitzis, or you can have wool and linen, because wool and linen work on any beged. This argues Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says shiroyim p'tur tzitzis. Rav Nachman said that shiroyim is potter from tzitzis. He says that only wool and linen are chayim and tzitzis, and not any other beged. That's the big machlekes. Even though Rama paks in halacha lemaisa, any beged is chayiv, but the Alter Rebbe said you should be machmer. That's why we wear a woolen beged and not a cotton one. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman a question. It says, "Hashiroyin the silk, and if you have a dress made out of silk, or hakalach vasariki, and these are like bits and pieces made out of silk." Let's say the second class of silk, you know, the pieces of there you put together, you mend it, and you make something out of it. They're all chayiv tzitzis. So why do you tell me only one linen is chayiv tzitzis? Because you hear that any material is chayiv tzitzis. Says he, well, no, mitzvah. That's all chayiv mitzvah, not mahatayda. Says he, well, it can't be because yahachay bezay ain't a sefer. Look in the sefer, the kulin, all them tzemer, a pishtim, poitim, them, all them you can use wool and linen. Iabi bishleimer the raisa. Now we're thinking that wool and linen means you can have two of the strings should be wool and two of the strings can be linen. Forget about the relationship between the beged and the tzitzis. Because it says clearly, tzemer upishtim, it says here, yachdav. Tzemer upishtim, yachdav. It means you have four strings, two of the strings should be blue wool and two of the strings should be linen. Now, that means the way we normally learn pshat is the beged can be, let's say, linen and the strings are wool. But it says television yachtav, which sounds like that even the strings themselves, you can have two wool and two linen. The problem is like this. If, according to the Torah, there's no mitzvah wearing tzitzis here, let's say on a cotton beged, there's only midrabanan, then what right do you have to put to be klayim? What right do you have to put strings of wool and linen? According to the Torah, there's no tzitzis here. It must be that the cotton beggar is chayv matir and tzitzis. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Point E on Bibi Shleim Adar, I said Mahatir, you have to wear tzitzis, high in the Mishnah Beklaim. That's why you allowed to have tzitzis, wool, and linen at the same time, the strings. Eli Amr de Rabban, if you tell me that the whole mitzvah of tzitzis on cotton or silk or whatever it is, on Rabbanon, Heich in Mishnah Beklaim, what right do you have to have tzitzis, two of wool or two of linen? Says the Gemara, who told you that's pshat? Like Yehuda said, Eima oi tzemer oi pishtim. The strings themselves should all be made out of wool. Tzemer oi pishtim yachda means that the beged and the strings can be, one can be pishtim, one can be tzemer. But the strings should all be either tzemer or pishtim, either wool and linen. And therefore, even though it's rabbanon, there's no problem. So the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara, hachinami mistabel, makes even sense what we're saying right now. The Tani Sefer, it says later on, hein b'minan, every material beged that you have, if you make the strings the same material, it's good. Paitin, abishalaybin paitin. If you have, let's say, silk strings, and you put it on a cotton beged, it's no good, tzitzis. If you have cotton strings on a silk beged, it's no good. But if you have silk strings on a silk beged or cotton strings on a cotton beged, it's good. But wool and linen work everywhere. Now, iyami bishleimer de rabbanon, if you tell me that what? That wearing tzitzis is only de rabbanon, hainu de mifliminen. If you tell me, now I'm going to ask the other way around. If you hold that cotton tzitzis is only chayim de rabbanon, that's why it makes sense. You'll have to have cotton strings. Eliyahu, you can tell me the rice, if you can tell me the cotton strings, I'm a hatayder. Semer pishtim, the potter. So the chayder, the tayder only wants one linen. It doesn't say the tayder that the gedim tas lechot tzedim pishtim pishtim yachdo. Sounds like that the only strings you're allowed to have is wool and tzitzis. Not just the beggar, but the strings also should be only wool or only linen. How come on a cotton beggar you're allowed to have cotton strings? It must be that the whole beggar is in a bundle, therefore they said you're allowed to have. Anyway, that's not a lie. Imishim hala irikid Rava, will follow what Rava said. The Rava, Rami asked a question, because even one pasuk says, ha-konof, which doesn't mean konof, that the material on the corner should be exactly the same material as the beggar itself. Sounds like cotton. It could have cotton strings. But then it says, tzemer upishtim. Sounds like the only thing. And the next one says, tzemer upishtim. Sounds like the only thing is, like silber shat, tzemer yach. Sounds the only thing you're kosher for strings are wool and linen. Okay, it's a haklabi. So we dashen, tzemer upishtim, wool and linen, poitin pater, bein biminan, bein shalei biminan. Wool and linen pater, whether it's bimin, whether it's not bimin. Abashar meaning all other meaning, but meaning poitrin, shalai meaning poitrin. Wool and linen have this ability, capacity, have a cotton beggar, you can have wool and tzitzis. But, or linen and tzitzis. But all other begodim outside of wool and linen, you can either use wool and linen strings or its own material. So how could Rav Nachman say that the only begodim yechayv ma'atayda? So according to this, we're learning now that all other begodim could be the chayv ma'atayda. Yilat imemi ma'atayda, a cotton beged yechayv mitzitz ma'atayda, which is by the halacha, all begodim are chayv mitzitzis. But Rav Nachman holds that only wool linen is chayv mitzitzis. What does he do? How does he understand? Yeah. Where does he come from? How does he know only wool and linen? Maybe any beggar is chayv tzitzis. He says,
when we say tzemer, do we mean dafka tzemer? Chaylim has to be from a sheep, or can you get wool from
goats,
from a goat, or from a camel, or from some other animal?
Sounds like only from kosher from sheep, or goat, sheep and goats.
Because you can make wool from various kinds of fur.
True, but it sounds like that. So Rav Nachman, who says that only tzemer and pishtim is chayv tzitzis, but cotton and silk and all these are not chayv tzitzis. Where does Nachman get it from? The Torah Rabbi Shmuel hoyel since the name of begodim b'teira. It says in the Teira begodim stam. Upadet lo hakozim echem et tzemer pishtim b'fai. By tzaras, the Teira clearly says there. Habeged. It says the beged tzemer oy beged pishtim. Teira spells out when I say beged, I mean tzemer pishtim. So we're going to extrapolate from there. It doesn't only mean by tzaras, but everywhere in the Teira was stam beged. It means pishtim or tzemer, and that's why I'm not going to hold that. The only thing the chayim tzitzis are wool or linen. The av kol tzemer pishtim. That's his mocker. Omer Abaye says Abaye. So and he brought a brisa from Talmud Rabbi Shmuel. Says Abaye. There's another Talmud Rabbi Shmuel in his yeshiva. They learned another brisa which contradicts this brisa or argues with this brisa. High Tana Talmud Rabbi Shmuel. Mafkimi Talmud Rabbi Shmuel argues the other one. Tana we learn Rabbi Shmuel beged. Says in posse beged engli ella beged semer. Beged generally means only beged semer wool. Menayin l'rabbi semer gmal. Listen to your question here. The wool of Campbell, the semer and even the wool of rabbits, the noitzer shalizim or the hair of a goat. Vakala, vasikin, vahashirai, and silk, and any material. So that goes under any material. So wool, or any hairy thing is considered any material. So wool means only wool of lamb. of sheep. Menayin Tamaloyim, it says, Oy Beged. It says in the Pasig, Oy Beged.
That allows for other types.
It says, Bebeged Semer, Oy Bebeged Bish. The word Oy, or, comes to tell you, and add whatever else you want to add.
So Lechera, you can use all of these
things. That's the Machlekes. Rav Nachman holds like the other Torah Rabbi Shmuel that only woolen is chayiv matayda titzis. The Gemara concludes halachi that any bag is chayiv matayda. That's halachi shchalach. That any bag is chayiv matayda. However, we're machmed to wear wool to be yaitzah according to matayda. We should all have a gemach simatayda.